Hi, and welcome to the SEO podcast, Unknown Secrets of Internet Marketing. My name is Chris Burris, owner of eWeb Results.
My name is Matt Bertram, owner of eWeb Results.
Also, welcome back to another fun-filled edition of our podcast. This is podcast number, as you can see, Happy New Year's to everyone. If you're on YouTube watching the video, you can see we got a big New Year's celebration image here in the back. It looks awesome. This is podcast number 446. This is going to be the 10-year anniversary of the podcast.
Oh, yeah.
Started in 2009. I don't remember what month. We'll have to look that up. And we'll have some sort of celebration of our 10-year podcast. As always, we have a tip from our previous podcast. And that tip is...
The tip doesn't make sense. It's 2019.
Read it and I'll explain it.
Put it on your calendar now. Start planning your holiday marketing strategy for October 1st.
So, you got to have a strategy and it's got to be in place before the holidays come. Our podcast was a little bit late by the time we did our podcast for like Black Friday and Christmas.
I don't think it was actually published. It's like being published today.
It may still be published. So, why don't you bookmark that and save it for around October 1st when you should be making the plans for your holiday marketing in 2019.
Well, so here's what's interesting. Do you know why they call it Black Friday?
I do. Yeah.
Share it with the audience.
That's when retailers shift from in the red to in the black. Think about that, going all the way until what? The day after Thanksgiving.
Yeah.
And you're in the red. Those
That's
poor,
crazy.
Nervous like financial guys are like, yeah, we're still in the red. How are we doing? We're in the red. How are we doing? We're in the red. Thanksgiving? How are we doing? We're in the black.
So you business owners out there, be lucky that you're not in the red until October.
October 31st.
October 31st.
November. In the middle of November.
Well, it's November. It's the end of November. Black Friday is not October 1st.
It's
like November.
It's Thanksgiving, yeah.
Yeah, it's right after Thanksgiving.
Yeah.
It's that Monday.
Imagine you got like a month
Friday,
and a week of profit.
Yeah, that's crazy.
That doesn't feel good. Well, listen, I wanted to
We're
going to
show you how to be profitable very soon before that.
Yes.
Like 3 months, 5 months.
3 to 5 months to profit.
3 to 5 months to profit plan.
All right. We're still working on the title. hey, remember, this is broadcast live here in Houston, Texas. Matt and I, we are your
Results Rebels.
I got to jump into this. Oh, look at that. Oh, yeah. His shirt, if you're watching the video, it's an image of Texas kicking California in the gut.
Well, this was really like some humor for some rivalry. This was Texas humor. And I saw it actually on the plane on the way back here.
Right.
So I was just out in Newport Beach with our friends over at...
In California,
Varex Studio. So varex1.com, punch in the face to you.
Punch in the face to you guys.
We were talking about the power of videos, which we'll be talking about today.
Yep.
But I just wore this shirt kind of owed to them a little bit.
Yeah.
In a fun, friendly way, we're going to have them out here this year, actually.
So you'll notice that it's a kick in the gut. It's not a punch in the gut, because remember, a punch in the gut's a good
I think
thing.
It was a punch in the face, actually. Oh, that's a kick.
And that's not the face. Other than that, it's a punch in the face. All right, I wanted to jump right into this review. This review is, of course, 5 stars. It's from Kate Pierce. It says, myself, my husband, and our son own a small dog poop scooping business called West Valley Pooper Scoopers in Arizona. My husband listens to your podcast over and over again. Our website rankings are increasing, and his stress level is decreasing as he listens to your podcast.
All right.
Thank you so much. You folks are the best. Would you please give him a punch in the face from me? I would really appreciate it if you would. Well, the best we can do is a punch in the face to Kate Pierce's husband.
Yes.
And punch in the face to Kat Pierce for tuning into us.
So we could rank for SEO therapy.
Okay. Oh, I like that. SEO therapy.
SEO therapy podcast.
Well, we are your SEO therapist. Today, why don't you just lie down on the couch?
We will help your sales grow and your stress diminish.
Yes. That is what we do as the SEO therapist. Hey, if you're just tuning in for the first time, howdy and welcome to the podcast. We are glad you're here. If you're tuning back in, welcome back. And you're probably here because you might want some tips. I don't know, 20 tips for awesome web design, 10 tips for SEO, 5 mistakes that could tank your business, 77 marketing strategies every law firm needs to know. You can get all of those by going to ewebresults.com/podcast. Tips.
Yeah, we've been busy. Yeah, we've been working. Yeah.
We've got a teaser of the article that we're talking about today, as Matt, I almost called you Mark for some reason. As Matt alluded to, is video. And so we're going to be talking about some statistics of video and then making, I don't know, interesting commentary about those statistics.
And I just want to put out one point for all those consistent listeners out there.
There's 17.
Well, no. This is a different
point. Oh, a different point. Okay, I'm sorry.
We were transitioning over to a new kind of podcast publishing person, and we published 3 podcasts.
In a row. Back to back. On the same day.
And then we just missed the last 2, so people have kind of asked us what's going on. And so if you go back and look, there are some really great podcasts we've done that I encourage you to check
out. You might have missed.
So if you're waiting for this podcast, or you hear this podcast and you're waiting for the next one, know that there's probably a number that we published that you might not have heard. So maybe go back and look for those. But we will be producing more podcasts soon.
We're going to keep
going. Now.
Yeah. Like we're
right
not
now.
Stopping.
Yeah.
Don't worry. We're not stopping. Hey, if you've tuned in before, and we run a contest every week, as you know, because you've tuned in before. That contest, it works this way. If we get a review, which I just read a review, punch of the face to Cat Pierce, and we get 10 Shikos.
A share, a like, and a follow.
When you do a share, a like, or follow, in the back of your brain, you should hear the sound, and it should sound like, Shikow! Because that's what happens when you Shiko us. If we get 10 Shikos and a review, then we skip the part where we tell you how to leave a review for us to the end of the podcast.
All right.
Guess what we're skipping?
All right. The reviews.
The part where we tell them.
We read the reviews,
we're gonna
actually. We're going to skip it. The contest.
The
swag bag contest. The there's lots of contests. Yeah. There's stuff.
Oh! There are t-shirts available. Yes. You can get t-shirts. By the way, I sent a note to our SEO guy. Hey, maybe we should have a little content on our swag page. So ewebresults.com/swag. Mm. What can they get on that page?
All kinds of t-shirts.
We got a cool...
If you want a t-shirt made... Like, actually send that in. We'll make that t-shirt custom for you. We'll even, like, hashtag your name. Wouldn't that be cool?
I mean, it's probably still going to have an eWeb Results logo on it.
But we can hashtag it their name.
Yeah, absolutely.
Like, yeah. Your signature shirt.
So, ewebresults.com/swag. And I sent a note to the SEO guy. I'm like, hey, Adam. It's not just a guy. It's Adam. I'm like, hey, Adam, maybe we should have some content on the page like internet marketing t-shirts, SEO t-shirts. Oh, there he is. It's the internet marketing guy. maybe PPC t-shirts. Like, maybe some content so that if people are searching for it,
it was just an iframe from Shopify for a while.
It's still an iframe.
Yeah.
Yeah. But we can add some content to it.
Yeah.
Anyway, all right, let's get into the meat of the podcast. I don't think there's anything else to cover here. I think that's
all
good.
All right,
so this is 17 intriguing statistics that illustrate the power behind video marketing. By the way, if you didn't realize video marketing was valuable, I just wonder what rock you're living in. If you could, please take a video of you coming out from under that rock. Because it'll probably be really popular. Because it's a deep down hidden rock.
Is there any viral videos of someone crawling out from under a rock? So, just read this book. Listened to it on my way to California.
Okay.
Contagious.
I like
okay.
it.
Okay. Yeah. And so, it was
As long as it's not a medical contagious. It's like a viral.
Well, viral spread. Yeah. Marketing so, contagious. it went through, I think it was like 5 different points on... check boxes that content needs to have to go viral.
Okay.
Yeah.
5 points. You don't have those right now, I'm sure. So I'm impressed you know exactly. There's 5 reasons, things you have to have in place in order to make your content go viral.
There could have been 7. But they're really good. And you
somewhere
should print out a check sheet.
3 and 7. All right. Well, let's... just carry on with the 17 intriguing statistics that illustrate the power behind video marketing. Number 1, by 2019, global consumer internet video traffic will account for 80% of all consumer internet traffic.
And that's a statistic we've used in the past.
Yeah.
That's amazing.
Yeah.
That's impactful.
80% of traffic.
Yeah.
Next, number 2, Facebook generates 8 billion video views on average per day. I have to be honest, there are certain days where I am 1 billion of those. So there's only 8 people watching videos each, watching a bill. You know, every now and then you like get on Facebook and you're like scrolling through the video and you're like, Well, that's just the same video with funny stuff.
Okay, yeah. Well, so here's the interesting thing. Here's something to really think about. Remember, it was a couple years back when Facebook Live came out.
Yeah.
Right.
We're on Facebook Live right now.
Right now.
I remember that.
But they tweaked the algorithm to show it to a ton of people.
Right.
Because they were promoting and they were looking for content users.
Right.
Same thing goes for 3D. Okay. Right now, 3D, if you see the 3D images, they're trying to generate 3D content, so they're showing it to more people.
Right.
And everything's going to continue to evolve. That's why I actually have a video produced. We're going to start doing the podcast in 3D when we move to the new location.
Now, is that 3D or 360?
Well, I think it's 360, but I believe it's in 3D. I actually haven't plugged it in yet. But when we move to the new location,
are we gonna be like
YouTube users are asking. Well, no, what it is like, I don't know exactly, but I've been playing with
somewhere between 3 well, and 7.
Well, no. So YouTube's asking for YouTube content creators.
Yeah, absolutely.
Okay, for 3D.
Right.
Also, I got the Oculus, the Facebook Oculus.
Right.
And it's amazing. Yeah. Okay, and there's just a ton of content that's going to be generated in virtual reality, and it's just kind of like all the app store, the ecosystem is now going to be all VR.
Right.
And so if you're a content creator right now, you can kind of get on the front of that wave.
Yeah.
And really catch it. And you got to understand, everything's for the user's benefit to keep them engaged and on time and, you know, things of that nature.
Yep.
So if you're doing things like creating video, you know, it's so much more impactful than what it used to be. So it was like text and then images and then video. And then there's the next step.
It's the same type of thing. There were actually channels, TV channels, that were born out of the transition from, you know, pre-1080 to 1080, right? So to high definition. Because when those channels came out and they were dedicated to high definition, the cable stations were like, hey, we want to provide a high definition.
Uh-huh.
So that creates opportunities. So if YouTube's pushing for either 360 or 3D, because they're probably pushing for both, then those are opportunities to generate that content and be ahead of a wave that is probably going to go somewhere.
Yeah. Oh, and we are coming out with a course on how to podcast. Right. So we're coming out with the information course. We've been building it, putting together all the components. So if you want to start a podcast, we can show you how. We've been doing it for how many years?
10.
Boom.
10 years.
If you want someone that has 10 years experience to teach you how, let us know.
Still responsible for 30% of our business.
Wow.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, it's really pretty awesome. All right, so number 3, YouTube reports mobile video consumption rises 100% every year. I'm not sure that's true. I feel like I watch more videos now than I did a year ago on mobile.
100% is
it's
very
double.
It's just double, but I think it's exponential growth.
And maybe it was exponential and now we've plateaued a little bit. Who knows? Number 4, 55% of people watch videos online every day.
55%.
Yeah.
55%.
More than half of the people.
Yes.
Watch videos online every single day. Yeah.
That's crazy.
Yeah. That's a lot.
I mean, that's a big audience.
Yeah, I mean, if you don't want 55% of the market, then you shouldn't bother with video. Is what I figured. 92% of mobile video consumers share videos with others.
Yes.
Right? So you want to get into...
Everybody.
Like, I'm sure shareable was one of the 3 to 7 checklists that you need for viral content, contagious content.
Well, it was useful. Okay.
Useful
content was one of the really big ones.
I don't know. Army of Fails doesn't feel like... Do you ever watch... Do you ever get stuck watching those? Like,
well, okay. Awe. Creating some kind of awe.
Okay.
Things that created some kind of awe.
Yeah.
We can do another podcast on that. I'll do a little book club. Podcast.
I like it.
I read so many books.
Number 6, 90% of users say that product videos are helpful in decision processes. Can you think of any like product you recently bought or you're considering buying where you watched a video and like, hey, I really want to see a video?
Yes and no.
Okay.
All I can tell you is like my how I look at ads now is very different.
I feel like yes and no means maybe. And so, maybe I can remember.
Well, no. So what I'm working on trying to figure out how to do right now is we're doing a lot of affiliate stuff on Amazon.
Right.
And so I've been seeing these product videos where there's a video.
Right.
Like, so I'm doing AdWords on Amazon right now.
Right.
Like, where whatever their equivalent of AdWords is. But there's these videos popping up for different products.
And,
And that's one of the things that I'm trying to conquer right now to learn how to do is get those videos in
Amazon
there.
Amazon actually has something called giveaways, which could be useful. We can talk
the
about
treasure
that.
Truck.
Of dig, yeah, and the treasure
we
truck.
We were at there. We were at the Texas Rock Gym and the treasure truck was there.
Yeah,
the Amazon treasure
truck. Yeah. For me, Christmas lights. You know those little laser lights that you point at your house and do shit.
Yeah.
Like to get in there and look at the video of what it can do is kind of pretty important.
Yeah, well, I mean, there's a before and after.
Yeah.
Like, you know, yeah.
My house looks the same. Before and after. Number 7, social video generates 1,200% more shares than text and images combined. Yeah, that makes sense.
Are you convinced you need to use videos yet? If not, keep going.
Yeah, we got 10 more points. Yeah. Number 8, video posts on Facebook have 135% greater organic reach than photo posts. Right? And so photo posts are like significantly higher than text. So,
I don't know. I feel like some of those text posts now, like everything kind of goes full circle, but those text posts on Facebook,
they stand out
pretty well. So yeah, but overall I agree with you.
Number 9, including a video on a landing page and can increase conversion rates by 80%.
Hello, video sales letters.
I feel like that's worth repeating. Including a video on a landing page can increase conversion rates by 80%. That's impressive.
So you combine videos with testimonials.
Yeah.
And I mean, you should be closing.
There's only one other way to like improve results on a landing page, and that's by not having one and then having one. You'll increase your sales infinitely from not having one to having one. Then you, tweaks you do almost don't matter compared to 80% related to having a video.
Well, there's also a lot of data out there that supports different landing pages for different products.
Like, right.
I mean, one of the big trends is personalization.
Yeah.
And really, the more landing pages you can have for your different products, the more effective it's going to be. It's going to speak to the user. You put a video on top of that. You put some testimonials on top of that. And you're baking a really good cake.
Yep.
Yeah.
By the way, that stat was from Unbounce, right? That's a great website to use for making landing pages.
Uh-huh.
So they kind of have the stats on
that. Yeah. So in this book that I'm reading now.
Yeah.
Okay.
Is this the viral book?
No,
this is the contagious book?
Content Marketing Inc. by Joe Parezioa. I don't know exactly how to say his last name. But he talked about HubSpot. Inbound marketing, HubSpot actually saw opportunity in the market and they created that word.
Yeah.
Okay.
They did.
And then they become the thought leader there and
they
branded it in internet marketing as inbound marketing, which we all talk about.
Yep.
Yeah.
Very smart. I don't know why you mentioned it. Oh, you mentioned it because that's the next statistic. Number 10, after watching a video, 64% of users are more likely to buy a product online.
Oh, no, I was saying HubSpot. HubSpot did it.
Yeah.
That was Unbounce. I thought, I got that confused.
Yeah, but it worked because HubSpot was the next one.
Yeah.
So
no, that's what I meant.
64%, that's why I did that. 64% of users are more likely to buy a product online. That's pretty awesome. After watching a video. Number 11, companies using video enjoy 41% more web traffic from search than those companies not using video.
Cut. That's it. Read it again.
That's it. Yeah.
Read it.
Companies using video enjoy 41% more web traffic from search than companies not using videos.
I mean, that right there.
We've covered enough that you should do videos.
I'm convinced.
All right. Number 12. 59% of senior executives agree that if both text and video are available on the same topic, on the same page, they prefer to watch a video. I feel like I don't care. Like, it's the same page. It's got text and video.
I mean, everybody likes to watch videos.
Yeah.
I mean, that creates this time on page. If you gave someone a choice to read something, watch a video, or listen to something, or read it, what do people do?
So most people
they want the content just fed to them.
They want
content force fed.
Osmosis. Yeah. I'll be honest. When it comes to, I actually prefer text because I can skim through the text, right? And, like, cheat.
Ah, your speed reader, huh?
Give me a 3-minute video or a page of text. I want the page of text.
Well, then you can get to what you want to know. Yeah. Okay.
Pretty quick.
Well, there's different, you know, that's the thing is you want to have all these different things to hit people multiple ways. Also, when we lay out the page, we talk about the disc profile. Yeah. You want to give people an out right away if they want to buy immediately, then some data points, and then you can go into the long form aspect of it. So.
Mm-hmm. All right, number 13, people spend 3 times longer watching a live social video compared to one that has been pre-recorded. And we've got punch in the face to Nejla. I think it's Nejla. N-E-J-L-A. Punch in the face to you.
Yeah.
Thank you for tuning in on Facebook Live. All you people checking us out on YouTube. You know, we got a lot of our videos on YouTube, which we need to give more attention to, have 1,000 views.
Well,
a lot of them. I like it.
That's a good start. We need the plaque. I want to get the plaque, Chris. That's what I want to goal for this year. I want to get the YouTube plaque that we can hang up. I think it's like 100,000.
I can go buy that plaque right now.
No, it's like 100,000.
I want to earn it. Yes.
It's video. What gamify it?
Number 14, video in an email leads to 200 to 300% increase in click-through rates.
I
feel like that's worth reading again.
Yeah, no, that's, see, look, I highlighted that one.
Yeah, that's that's the one you read. That's good. Video in an email leads to 200 to 300% increase in click-through rates. So similar to like an 80% increase in conversions, 200 to 300% increase in click-through rates, that's phenomenal. If you ever like struggle with email marketing, you know, that's just phenomenal.
We do some really great email marketing here, and what I can tell you is this is actually those embedded videos.
Yeah.
It's not the link to get
not
them
off.
Not
just the link, yeah.
Yeah, so they want to watch the videos in the page.
Yep.
That's what I've seen. People are still a little skeptical of crazy links.
Well, this stat, and so it's HubSpot, is actually saying click through, so that's clicking out of the email. So in that particular case, but you're right.
Well,
it's nice to have the videos like right in the email.
If the video's in there and they watch it, and then there's other things outside of YouTube where you can actually track the IP address, see how much, like Wistia.
Yeah, how much have they seen.
Vimeo, you can see how much have they seen. Really, really great things you can do with videos. But yeah, you're right. I mean, the statistic is, HubSpot's got some great statistics. Those are some of the ones.
Okay,
so this next section I think I can really speak to, and Varex was, so why don't you read it? And then
number 15, top 3 most effective types of video content: customer testimonials, tutorial videos, demonstration videos.
Yeah, so really when Varex goes in with a client, what they do is they do an introduction video or kind of about us video, you know, the about us page.
The company story.
Yeah, the company story, the story, because the about us page is actually the most looked at page besides the homepage.
Right.
Okay. So you want to have that. Then you want to have the testimonial videos. And then you want to have the demonstration. They call them how-to videos.
Yep.
Right. And those are your core assets. Just like your core assets should be a really great website, because that's real estate that is yours, not like a social media account. And then SEO. I think, you know, in my opinion, a really great website that converts well. And then SEO is where your core marketing dollars should be spent. If you're going to spend money on videos, which clearly you should, those are the 3 videos you need. So,
makes perfect sense.
Uh-huh.
Number 16, a whopping 80% of users recall a video ad they viewed in the past 30 days.
That's big. Recall rates, you know.
Pretty impressive.
We remember in pictures.
Yeah.
Okay, we don't remember.
And stories.
Yeah. Yes, more stories, yeah.
Yeah. All right, number 17, big drum roll. We don't have a drum. 67% of marketers found video marketing somewhat useful.
That should not be the 17th tip.
Like, is it that should, what we're finishing?
It should start with 17.
Yeah.
Right, and that's 17, and then it like works its way up to like the best
80% conversion rate.
Yeah.
I feel like that's the best one, right? Because at the end of the day, we're looking for conversions, whether it's signing up for a newsletter or getting a mini mag or whatever. Yeah.
So here's a thought that I had. Okay, so, and we can maybe talk about this now. I don't know if y'all want to listen.
Yeah,
we're done. But if you want to listen, so here's something interesting. Here's the thing.
Okay,
this is more.
He's interrupting the podcast. It's okay. Hopefully, we'll follow him down this. Hopefully, it's not a rabbit. All right.
Well, so the next book I want to write.
Right.
I want to write just a
quick... Oh, yeah, that's right. You wrote a book.
No.
This year.
No. Yeah, last year. So this year I'm going to write a new book. No, this year. So I want to write...
last 12 months.
I want to write a real quick resource guide, like a little swipe file.
Okay.
Of really great statistics that you can use. And I want to categorize it like internet marketing, SEO,
right.
like email marketing, all this, and have all these statistics. So when you're putting together data, you can really refer to
for a proposal of some
or
kind
whatever,
of business,
you know. But I think like really interesting facts like this, a lot of people have interest in, and I see interesting facts all the time, and I try to like remember them or write them down. But wouldn't it be great to like have a resource of all those facts?
So then it would be easy to recall the 3 to 7 ways to make something go viral.
That was a good book.
Contagious. All right. Here's some strategies. I think, great. I look forward to the book.
We're making videos and we're going to make them go viral.
Yeah.
But you know, like...
Because we have the checklist.
Well, here's the thing is a lot of people do stuff and wonder, well, why did this happen?
Right.
And this was really a book. His mentor was The Tipping Point.
Yep.
And so really The Tipping Point talked about those things, but he broke down why they actually happened.
Right.
And he went into case studies and explanations. I really liked the format of it. I agreed with a lot of what he said, but like he distilled it and he had data that backed it up. And so if you follow that checklist, there's a higher likelihood your videos are going to go viral.
And it's probably also true that if you don't follow the checklist, you're probably not going to go viral. Right, so it gives you a fighting chance. All right, so here's some strategies. By the way, this was a Forbes article.
This is a Forbes article?
Yeah, this is a Forbes article.
Forbes article.
Yeah, it doesn't say who wrote it, though, anywhere. That's just frustrating.
No, look, Mike Templeman.
He's pulling this out of the URL that's at the top.
Yeah.
Mike Templeman. Punch in the face to you, Mike.
Yeah, boom.
So here's the strategies that Mike offers in your marketing. Use videos to share your brand story. Allow viewers to experience your passion and zeal for the market you serve. I think you just mentioned that that's like the About Us.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
Video, yeah. Live streaming videos are now all the rave. This was Facebook Live, Instagram Stories.
That's what's hot right now.
Yeah.
You should really be focused on Instagram Stories if you have the bandwidth.
Yep.
Yeah.
Upload videos directly to Facebook versus sharing videos from YouTube to boost organic reach.
So we talked about this in a podcast many, many moons ago. Okay. Yep. If you really think about it, Facebook and Google hate each other.
Yes.
Okay, they're mortal enemies.
Yes.
Okay, and so if you're going to cross-post or take people from Facebook to YouTube, they probably don't want your video to see very many people and vice versa. So that's just something to be aware of.
Create videos for each product, especially your flagship product. Illustrate how to use it, the benefits, features, and specs. The more you educate your audience on its use, the better success you'll have. And they'll have, with your product.
Yeah.
Include videos in your email content. Be sure to put the word video in the subject line. And then, this is always good, use an editorial calendar to keep you organized, because that's what needs to happen when you're doing marketing on a regular basis.
I mean, why don't you talk about the, what is it, the 100-mile march?
It's the 30-mile march, right? So, From Good to Great by Jim Collins. 100 miles is you're just
1,000 miles. Like, I'm really like, let's get after it.
A million miles.
Miles.
The whole concept of that, and it you know, really translates to those businesses that succeed in the long run. And in this case, it refers to those people who are doing like expeditions into the poles, right? Into Antarctica. Do 30 miles every day, right? Some days it'll be easier and you could have easily done 60 miles, and some days it'll be so hard that 30 miles is really pushing yourself.
Uh-huh.
But you need the easy days. You need to rest on those easy days, right, to accomplish 30 miles. And then you need that rest in order to accomplish the 30 miles on those really tough days.
Well, I really feel like you've done that with the podcast for the last 10 years.
10 years.
Right?
We've been marching.
Chugging along. I mean, recently we've kind of been... But we're going to get back on track in 2019.
Yep.
We got New Year's resolutions.
Yep.
Yeah.
Do we?
I don't know. We need to do that.
That's right. At lunch this week.
This is the first feedback. Everybody had a great vacation. I mean, everybody was... I mean, this was it really broke out where you could take some vacation and take some really good time on. Did a lot of fun stuff in our downtime, and we're back at it here at eWeb Results.
Yeah. All right. So we're going to ask you to do I don't know. It's
just one thing. Let's just do one thing. Let's just do one thing.
Tell one person about this podcast. Yes. Just share this podcast. Tweet
convince
it.
Them to use videos.
Out. Yep.
No.
Use videos.
Yeah. That, no. Right. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah,
and just tell them where you heard it from so that they also...
If you want to.
Tell them there are 17...
Really, we're trying to pass along valuable information here.
Yep.
And we're trying to help 1 million businesses, and we need to put that on our About Us page.
Yeah, that's actually...
Because that's... I want to talk to you about that.
It's important. Hey, so if you're looking to grow your business with the largest, simplest marketing tool on the planet...
The internet.
Call your results for increased revenue. I feel like you spun the
I don't
whole
know
world
what I was doing. I want to do something a little different. I wasn't sure.
For increased revenue in your business, call 713-592-6724. If you have a referral, we, it turns out, have a referral program.
Man.
In fact, we have a referral link on our website, ewebresults.com. Yeah. So if you have a referral, go ahead and submit it there. We've got either ongoing commissions or we can contribute to your favorite charity. Sometimes your favorite charity
or a t-shirt.
Is you. We got t-shirts. Yeah, you can get your weight in t-shirts. What?
Well, no. So one of the things in another book I read, it was talking about people feel weird about monetary, like...
Compensation for
turtles. So coming up with some different options, I think, is a really good...
Well, the charity and the t-shirts, I think that's good. Mm-hmm. Remember, we were filmed live here at 5999 West 34th Street, Suite 106, Houston, Texas, 77092.
Not for very long.
If you want transcript, video, or audio of this podcast, you can get it at our website, ewebresults.com. We are the most popular internet marketing podcast on iTunes. That is because, and in the known universe, really. That is because of you, all of y'all. Thank you guys for watching the podcast. Thank you guys for tuning in. Thank you guys for leaving reviews. Thank you guys for sharing the podcast with other people. We appreciate it. We're marketers just like you. Let's get great information out to other people. Until the next podcast, my name is Chris Burris.
Matt Bertram.
Bye-bye for now. Slightly raised up eyebrow, highbrow. Tamely, gamely, headed my way. Cool as mountain snow, girl, glow. Gonna set me free.